This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is Fontaine, and from the album Good Buddy, Land Back, released in October of 2025. Love running into this artist. I got to hang out with him at the Winnipeg Folk Festival and do a couple of songwriter workshops with Ace Inabi and Evan Redsky, myself. And maybe it was just us, and I think it was just us, but it was really cool. Great session and great writer. Really funny person, too. I'm Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. Coming right up, music from Samora. And the Juno-nominated song, More Reggae Funk It Up. I'm not sure how many nods they have had in the past, but I know that the person joining them, Amoy, who's featured on this track, has had 8. This is her year, I'm sure of it. Come on, Amoy, I got my fingers crossed for you. Enjoy these wonderful, wonderful reggae beats right here on the Jukebox. Mm-hmm.
the music, make it come back. It's a rhythm and a soundtrack. Feel the reggae in the music, don't you fall back. What you want, what you want, what you want, what you want is more reggae. What you need, what you need, what you need, what you need is more reggae. What you want, what you want, what you want, what you want is more reggae. So let's pump this up, yeah, let's pump it up. What they want is more reggae. What they need is more reggae. What they want is more reggae. So let's pump this up, we are the let's pump.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
When the bus shelter windows and napkin dispensers surprise, distorted reflections, it's never the someone you're hoping to recognize. And the rent is too high, living here between reasons to live, where you can't sleep alone and your memories groan and the borders of night start to give. You're broken, you're breaking a tired shoelace or a wave. So long past, past due, a new name for everything. When the one ways collude with the map that you folded wrong, and the route you abandoned is always the path that you probably should be upon. When the bottle cap ashtrays and intimate's ears are all full, with results of your breath and the threads of your fear are unfurled with the tiniest pull. One more time, try. Stand with your hands in your pockets and stare at the smudge on a newspaper sky. And ask it to rain a new name for everything. Fire every phrase. They don't want to work for us anymore. Dot and dash. Face the flag of a semaphore. You brought here and never unpacked or still patiently waiting to go. So put on those clothes you never grew into and smile like you mean it for once. If you come back, bring a new name for everything. A new name for everything.
Indie Darlings and one of Canada's prized possessions, The Weaker Thens from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and the album Reconstruction Site, which was nominated for the Polaris Prize, and the song A New Name for Everything. John K. Sampson's a great writer, and I hope that you enjoyed that. How you doing? My name's Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox. All right, here's something from Cherokee country music artist Blaine Bailey. They're from Oklahoma, and they are a wonderful singer-songwriter. They are part of the red dirt country rock genre. This is something deep, man. And we're going to listen to something deep. Here is The Deep End on The Jukebox.
Never seen.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. That was Wovoka from Redbone, L.A., man, an L.A. band. I've been racking my head trying to figure out who's actually from L.A., and Redbone is actually from L.A. I remember talking to bass player Pat Vega in the back of a taxi cab, telling me that he lived around the corner from Frank Zappa. Of course they're from L.A. So Zappa, I guess Guns N' Roses could be considered an L.A. band because Slash is from there. What do you think? Chili's? I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to get too far into it, but love Redbone, and that's one of their deeper cuts. We've got music coming up from Brother Wallace, a single that just dropped. It's the debut single from this artist, who is from West Point, Georgia, and was a music teacher. I love that, right? Music teachers know music. I can't believe I just said that, but it's the truth. My music teachers all did, and they inspired me, so I am forever grateful for your love, support, and your inspiration. Now we got something called Whole Lotta Your Love. This is from 1973, and an artist by the name of Lee Hurst. This is completely unknown stuff because they are from Chatham, Ontario, so close to Detroit, influenced by all of that stuff that was coming out of Motown. And this is a song that you can hardly find. It was like a rare lowrider classic, limited only to Canada. And I hope you dig it. You can find it on 7-inch, and if you do find it, it's worth a little bit of money. It's a pretty penny. UK's Diggin' Deep label released it, and it became a hit over there in the UK. But here it is on the jukebox, Lee Hurst with A Whole Lot of Your Love.
Ooh. give me satisfaction, and that's love indeed. You give me all the love you have, and that's all I need. I know you're not holding out, holding out on me. I need a whole lot of your love. Life's love's getting colder,
getting colder,
and I can't get a job, no. But I know I can make it, baby, with you by my side, yes. But still there's one little thing that I really, really need, yes. I've got to have a whole lot of your love. Listen to my plea. Oh, I can't sit down on my knees, no. Love and affection is calling for me. I've got to have a whole lot of your love.
Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show. That was Pee Wee Creighton and Papa Stoppa. I love that tune. It's a really cool vibe. It makes you want to dance, doesn't it? From 1951, Rockdale, Texas, USA. It's a blues R&B track, and it is an incredible song. It was one of the first to use a Fender Stratocaster gifted by none other than Leo Fender himself. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. I want to send a huge thank you to my team who helps me put this together each and every week, to our station partners. Thank you for getting it out there on the airwaves, and to our sponsors for helping us keep the show going. And of course, you, the listeners, for tuning in. I love it. Love bringing you new tunes and discovering them myself as well. So if you have any requests, let me know. You can hit me up on socials, Julian Taylor's Jukebox, on Instagram, Facebook, and X at the moment. We're still wondering if we should stay there, but anyway, that's how it goes. One more tune for you. This is Robert Randolph featuring Judith Hill. Robert just won a Grammy, finally. Congratulations, Robert. He's an amazing dude. I've hung out with him a couple times, even jumped up on stage and jammed with him at the Opera House, maybe about, I don't know, 17, 18 years ago. It was great. Here's a standout track from his brand new record, Preacher's Kid, that dropped last year. This is When Will the Love Rain Down? I hope you enjoy it. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Until next week, ciao bananas. And remember, it's nice to be nice.
Hear the baby crying loud. keep my head pointed way low to the ground. But then a little kid in the crowd shouted, hey, look up, the sky's open now. When will the love break down? Love is all broken now. When will the love break down? Take me higher, 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 higher. I'm begging that sky, please. Can you spare one drop of love for humanity? What goes around, comes around, goes around, comes around, goes around, comes around, goes around, comes around. Rich men, poor men, young men, old men, fighting for the power as the wind blows louder. What goes around, comes around, goes around, comes around, goes around, comes around, goes around, comes around. Good men, bad men, turn into each other as the foot stomps hard and travels every flower.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.